a great blessing to be together for this week.
这个周末能够聚集在一起是一个极大的祝福。
I've been greatly blessed by the word of God that has been spoken by others.
其他弟兄们的话语让我非常得到祝福。
Indeed, I feel like our brother Godwin touched on something that I just would begin by emphasizing.
我 昨天孙弟兄的信息十分触摸到我，所以我现在愿意开始提到这个。
You know, in the United States, and I'm sure in Canada, those who are studying the church, make it their study, have observed something very disheartening.
我们知道在美国在加拿大也是一样，那些研究教会的人他们注意到一些事情让我们感觉非常的感到非常的不安。
It appears that the pandemic was as it were the final straw in things in the church, the whole church in the United States to begin to tumble and fall apart.
好像这个过去的这个瘟疫大流行就成了压倒骆驼的最后那根稻草，让教会北美的教会就开始来垮掉。
One of the greatest problems in the church, just for starters, is the burnout of the pastors.
一个非常大的一个问题，那就是很多的神的仆人们开始在那边他们倦怠。
And in many churches,The doors are shuttering altogether.
在很多的教会，神好像在那边使他们受到震动。
In New York City, where I live,
我所生活的纽约城，
there were some very big churches,
有些非常大的教会，
that are almost non-existent.
现在几乎都不存在。
There are many young people in the present generation.
现在很多的年轻人
who are deconstructing the faith.
他们在那边有很大的对着信仰有很大的挣扎。
This is a term these ecclesiologists are given to those who still believe in Jesus, but they want nothing to do with the church.
就是好像在传道书那边所提到的这样的一种情形，他们仍然信耶稣，但是他们想跟教会没有任何的联系。
Now, let me say this. There are churches that love the Lord, preach the gospel,and they are actually still thriving and growing.
但是我也告诉你，仍然有那样的教会，他们仍然在信主，跟随主，在传福音，他们仍然在兴旺。
But our brother touched on something that I hope you can understand as part of what's going on right now.
但是我们的弟兄昨天说到一些事情，我希望大家能够明白，就是现在正在发生的。
In the midst of tragic desolation of the church, the Lord is raising up those.With the testimony of Jesus.
就是在教会荒凉的光景里边，神仍然在兴起一般的弟兄姊妹为他发光。
You have no idea how important it is to grasp this prophetic moment you live in.
你实在没办法想象得到，就在这样的一个时刻，这样的一个在先知预言这样的一个宝贵的时刻，我们就生活在其中。
As our brother so wonderfully shared last night, giving us some historic landscape to base our understanding of the present day.
所以昨天晚上弟兄带我们从历史的背景看到我们今天所生活的那个处境。
Into the 19th century, the Church of England was dying because of liberalism.
因着这种自由思想的泛滥，到了十九世纪的时候，英国的教会就开始走下坡路。
Many faithful people throughout the United Kingdom still attended churches, but there was no more gospel, no more holiness.
很多神的百姓仍然礼拜天去教堂，但是那边听不见福音，也没有任何圣洁的运动。
But in the midst of that desolation, the Lord raised up the brethren and changed the whole landscape of England.
就是在那样荒凉的光景里头，神兴起了弟兄运动。就带来整个的教会的复兴。
And it is the brethren who had the testimony of Jesus, and the word of God was opened to them by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就把弟兄运动中的这些弟兄们，把神的话语向他们打开。
And they really were the ones that opened the doors to the great revivals of the 19th century, even through D.L. Moody and even through Charles Haddon Spurgeon. It's all...Because the word of God came back and brought alive that which was dead.
因着神的话语被打开，就引进了十九世纪一个教会巨大的复兴，像穆迪、像斯布珍弟兄等等。
I'm sure you have many friends in the various churches in the community that you live.
我相信你在你所在的地方各个教会里边有很多的朋友。
And we wish them God's blessing.
我们当然要求神祝福他们。
It breaks my heart when I see people being discouraged when they see what's happening in their own churches.
但是当他们看见在他们自己教会所发生的光景的时候，他们的心都碎了。
It's a desolation.
确实是一个荒凉的时代。
I hope you will see that if the Lord opens our eyes. This is a time of desolation.
愿圣灵开我们的眼睛，我们能够看见我们所处的这个时代的荒凉。
In which God wants to raise up a holy, a vibrant church filled with the testimony of Jesus.
在这样的光景里头，神仍然要兴起一帮被圣灵充满而且蛮有生命活力见证的百姓。
I do believe this is what's going on.
我确实的相信这个是正在发生的。
And I've been around 80 years.
我活了将近80岁。
And I've been a Christian 60 years.
我也成为基督徒跟随主60年。
Here in the United States.
就在美国。
I've never seen a time like this.
我还从来没有经历像今天这样的一个时刻。
The tragedy.
悲剧。
The tragedy.
实在是悲剧。
Christians are starving for the word of God.
基督徒居然感觉对神的话语吃不到，吃不饱。
This song we just sang, which many of you could sing at least a chorus by memory, they don't even know what the cross is.
就像我们刚唱的这首十字架的诗歌，就像副歌这边所唱的，很多人他们都不知道十字架这件事。
I was saved in a denomination. I went to a denominational college. I went to a denominational seminary. I became a denominational missionary and a denominational pastor. I had no idea what this song was talking about.
我是
在 No idea.
我是在一个宗派的里边得救，蒙恩得救，后来受训练装备，也成为那边的牧者，成为那边的传道人，但是我却从来不明白这首歌所唱的那个意义。
Well, I knew this much.
当然我知道这一点。
That to bear the gospel meant, bear the cross meant you preach the gospel.
背十字架就意味着你要去传福音。
This is true.
这也是对的。
So I found myself in the desert where Moses was.
所以我也就找到，我也就发现我在摩西所生活的那个旷野。
Until my John the Baptist, A.K.A. Stephen Kong, came along.
直到江守道弟兄就像我的施洗约翰那样来到。
And he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
他说，你们应当悔改，因为天国近了。
So I'm here as one who found his way through the desert by the grace of God.
所以我就是这样一位靠着神的恩典在旷野中找到了道路。
Now we're speaking through the testimony of Moses' life, who esteemed, that is valued, the reproach of Christ.
我分享到借着摩西的这个见证，他是一位忍受宁可忍受基督为了基督的凌辱，看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵。
And if the Spirit helps us, we want to dig just a little deeper into what these things mean.
愿圣灵帮助我们能够再更进深一步，看见这件事的意义。
Now I'm sure by now your Bible just opens to Hebrews automatically. Just lay it in your lap. There it is.
我相信现在靠着神的恩典，你就自动打开翻到希伯来书第十一章。
Let's read a few passages in Hebrews, beginning in Hebrews 11:24.
我们先来读几处的经文，希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Here's the scriptures that talk about the reproach of Christ.
这边说到基督所受的凌辱。
By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
摩西因着信，长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦难，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt,For he was looking to the reward.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他向往所要得的赏赐。
By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
啊，因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
And then moving to chapter 12 with our theme passage beginning in verse 1.
再继续到十二章第一节。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
For consider him, that is Jesus, who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you'll not grow weary and lose heart, because you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
And then I'd like for us to go to Stephen's message where he brings up Moses in Acts chapter 7 and verse 29. Just read two verses.
我们再回到《使徒行传》第七章，斯提凡这边说到摩西的话，我们读七章二十九节。
And when the Hebrew reproached Moses, in other words, you know, he talked to this Hebrew man and he said, Who are you to tell me what to do? Are you going to kill me like the Egyptian?
当摩西听见了这些以色列人对他说的这个责备的话以后。
Now when the Hebrew reproached him, Moses fled and became an exile in the land of Midian, where he became the father of two sons. Now when 40 years had passed, An angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai in a flame of fire in a bush.
摩西听见了这话就逃走，寄居于米甸，在那里生了两个儿子。过了四十年，在西乃山的旷野，有一位天使从荆棘火焰中向摩西显现。
Our Father, we thank you this day that we follow in Jesus' footsteps.
父亲，我们感谢你，今天早上我们在这里跟随基督的耶稣的脚踪。
He bore the reproach for our sake.
他为着我们的缘故忍受了人的凌辱。
Help us to understand and enter in with an estimation of how precious it is to bear the reproach of Christ.
帮助我们能够明白，能够看为基督所受的凌辱这件事是何等的荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're looking to running the race.
我们看见这边一个奔天路的赛程。
And we realize that the book of Hebrews is one of those four books in the New Testament that have especially to do with the kingdom of God.
我们知道希伯来书是新约圣经里边有四卷书说到神的国。
And we see that in order to run the race,We must esteem the reproach of Christ.
为着能够奔跑这个赛程，我们必须要愿意来忍受基督的凌辱。
Because there are many worldly treasures in Egypt.
因为在埃及有许多属世的那个财宝。
Now I don't know if Egypt is the United States or Canada. I'd say part of both.
我也不知道埃及是不是就代表美国或加拿大，我觉得至少一部分是。
And I want you to understand something about the world.
我愿意你能够关于这个世界有一点点的认识。
On the surface, our world is a beautiful place.
他们觉得，很多人觉得我们的这个国家非常的美丽。
Everybody that goes to work, where you go to work, they come and smile, say good morning.
当你去上班的时候，每个人都带着笑容，他们会说早安。
Most people act quite normal, don't they?
很多的人，他们表现都是非常正常。
Although normal is getting more neurotic all the time.
现在这个正常已经变得更加的不一样了。
But you see a lot of fine people around.
当然我们看见周围的人都 很好。
And so we're not immediately aware of the fact that everyone is enslaved by the taskmaster of sin.
然而我们却没有意识到，在这样子非常美好光景的背后，每一个人都是受督工的辖制。
Now, civilization is a way to mask our sinful state.
好像人类的文明给我们戴上了一层面具，把我们的那个罪恶的一部分挡住。
And so when we live in this world, we say, hey, it's not so bad.
当我们活在世上的时候，我们觉得这还不错。
Hey, we got Chinese restaurants here.
我们在这边有中餐馆。
And many other pleasures.
还有很多其他的享乐。
Including my new ride. My car.
包括我们现在的这个新车。
But underneath all these things, there's a fish hook that the devil's got in them.
在所有这一切事物的背后，我们应该看见仇敌有一个钓鱼的鱼钩在那。
Oh, music is beautiful. There's a hook in music that will snare you.
这些很美好的音乐，在那个背后有一个鱼钩，它要把你勾走。
Education, wonderful. There's a hook to snag you.
高等教育非常好的事情，但是那个鱼钩在背后会把你勾走。
Now, when I went to college, I majored in philosophy.
当我去到大学的时候，我的专业是哲学。
Now, I wasn't a Christian.
那个时候还不是基督徒。
But I knew just how to act. I knew just how to act.
但是我知道如何表现得好。
Because everybody in the philosophy department smoked a pipe and wore a jacket.
每一个哲学系的学生，他们都穿得很好的这个制服，然后抽烟。
So I had a tweed jacket, I smoked a pipe, and I drove an MG.
所以那个时候我也是开着豪车，然后穿着很好的这个制服，然后抽着烟。
Now, my other friends who majored in engineering, now they always had a slide rule in their pockets. You don't even know what that is, do you?
Yeah.
A calculator in their pocket.
我有一个在读工程的朋友，他的袋子口袋里边装着这个尺规啊，装着这个戒尺。
Or for some of you, it was so far back they had an abacus in their pocket.
你再古老一点的话，会用那个算盘，那都是他们用来算数用。
And a mathematician nerd knows just how to dress and what to do.
那些读数学的那些很奇怪的人，他们不知道怎么样子来穿衣服。
You could tell I never was a nerd. Okay, but now today we upgrade and you know exactly how to live, what to say. Because it's TikTok.
因为今天我们都已经进步了，我们都知道应该说什么话，然后呢，怎么样子跟别人打交道。
And so you walk down the streets of Manhattan and there's everybody. They're walking like this.
如果你在曼哈顿大街上行走的时候，你看见每一个人都在看他们的手机。
And when they stop at a stoplight, they take selfies.
然后他们在那个灯那个地方停下来的时候，他们就会在照相。
This is the way you live.
这就是我们现在生活的方式。
Be full of yourself. Here I am.
他们在那边自拍，然后呢就把他们自己的照片发给所有的人。
I took 1,000 photos today.
今天我照了1000张的照片。
And I heard on TikTok I should be mad about this. I should be angry about that.
我在这个社交媒体上看见这样的一个消息，你应该对此感到愤怒。
You know, opinions are really aborted thought.
我们知道，其实我们的意见，我们的看法，其实是我们那个真正的思想没有在被停止了以后所得到。
I mean, God forbid somebody would actually have to think about things. No, don't have to do that. Just believe somebody's opinion.
所以很多人就说你根本不用去想的，你就去相信这个人说的话就够。
So we have people who can't think today.
所以今天好像人停止了，不会思想。
But they have an opinion about everything.
但是他们对每一件事情好像都有自己的看法。
Oh, that restaurant's no good.
这个餐馆不好。
I saw it on TikTok.
因为我在我的 TikTok 上看见。
Well, that's our authority.
他是我们的权威。
Oh, dear God of TikTok, we look to you for wisdom.
这个 TikTok 之神啊，我们仰望你赐给我们智慧。
There is a hook in every aspect of life.
所以在我们生活中遇见每一件事物的背后都有那个勾勾。
And that enemy, so subtle, is out to steal you.Capture you and draw you into a bondage that prevents you from serving the Lord.
所以我们的仇敌他非常的狡猾，他在每一件事物的背后隐藏着，要来把你偷走，让你没有办法来侍奉神。
Now, Understand the context of this matter of the reproach of Christ in the book of Hebrews.
所以这是我们要明白在希伯来书这本背后关于奔这个赛程的这个背后所需要知道的这个背景。
First of all, you've got to see things from the HPOV.
所以第一件事情你需要知道
HPOV, that's not where you get your license for a car.
这个地方叫做HPOV, 不是你得到驾照的地方。
Heavenly point of view.
是这种属天的这个视角。
The letter of Hebrews was written just before Judaism would be destroyed with Jerusalem and all its practices and all its sacrifices and all of its priests and all of its Pharisees destroyed by the Romans.
希伯来书被写作的时候，就是在耶路撒冷以及他所有的这些犹太教、法利赛人等等的这些外面的东西要被毁灭之前。
And God was saying through this letter to these Jewish Christians, Thus saith the Lord.
所以神借着希伯来书的作者来对这些希伯来的信徒来讲说，神如此说。
Do not think that you can escape the persecution of the reproach of Christ.
不要以为你们可以逃脱这个因着为基督所受的凌辱所要得到的这个逼迫。
You are hiding in the shadows of your old religion.
你们还在你们这个过去旧的宗教的那个阴影底下试图得到庇护。
Yes, you say, I believe Jesus is my Messiah, the Christ.
你会说，是的，我相信耶稣是我的弥赛亚，是基督。
But I don't want to offend the family, so I continue to hold the three big feasts a year.
因着我不愿意让我的家人被冒犯，所以我仍然每年三次去守这个节。
And we go down to the temple and offer a lamb up, even though I know that the real Lamb of God was the final sacrifice.
虽然我知道耶稣是那个终极的神的羔羊为我牺牲，但是我仍然去圣殿里边去献上这只羔羔。
It won't do me any harm to keep doing the things in the synagogue, even though I go to have fellowship meetings at the church in the house of somebody.
虽然我到神的教会跟弟兄姊妹有交通，但是呢，我去会堂里边再去遵守那些犹太教的规条，也好像没有什么大不了。
Now, what happens when things get tough for people? They go back to religious superstition.
对我们来说，很多时候遇见难处了以后，我们就退回到那个宗教的迷信里头。
Now, I grew up in an area of New York where it was 99% Catholic.
我是成长在纽约城的一个社区，它有99%的人是天主教徒。
Now, the way I knew my friends were Catholic was not by their language because they cursed like soldiers.
我之所以知道他们是天主教徒，我的朋友，我之所以能辨认出来，并不是因为他们的宗教的行为，而是他们一直在那边。
And they didn't seem to have a religious or holy bone in their body.
他们并不是觉得这个信仰对他们来讲是一个好像一个圣洁的东西。
But two things I could tell, they were Catholic.
但是有两件事情让我知道他们是天主教的。
Every Friday afternoon, my friends would disappear. They all went to confession.
礼拜五下午他们全消失了，因为他们都去忏悔。
Now you see, in the Catholic Church back then, you could not take communion on Sunday unless you went to confession and confessed your sins on Friday.
那个时候的天主教会，如果你在礼拜五下午不去忏悔的话，你没有办法在礼拜天来望弥撒。
So I looked for my friends. I want to play some tennis. Hey, where's my friends? They're all down the church saying, Oh, Father, forgive me, I've sinned.
我想去找个朋友打网球，找不到，因为他们全都去教堂里边去忏悔了。
But then I could also tell a second thing.
第二件事情我能够知道。
When times got tough, really tough,
当事情变得非常的困难，非常糟糕的时候，
it turns out my friends had a bunch of beads. They call them the rosary beads.
然后他们呢，就好像有那些串珠一样的东西，他们用那边来念他们的玫瑰经。
And when times got tough, they started going like this with the rosary beads, praying these various prayers.
所以当事情变得非常糟糕，非常急迫的时候，他们就得那迫切的在那样子祷告。
You see, the Jews had their religious superstitions as well.
我们知道犹太人也有他们的那种宗教的迷信。
And they thought they were okay living in the shadows But they knew that Jesus was actually their salvation.
他们觉得可以退回到他们犹太教的那个宗教外壳里边，虽然他们知道说耶稣是他们的救主。
And the writer says, are you not willing to bear the reproach of Christ, that he died for you so that you don't need to add sacrifices anymore? You've been saved by the finished work. Stand up and tell your Jewish brethren that.
希伯来书的作者就对他们说，你们要站起来告诉你们的犹太人的同胞，基督已经来到了，他为我们的罪已经死了。
And within just a few years of that,The whole Jewish system was destroyed. There were no more sacrifices. What do you do on the Passover?
几年之后，所有犹太教的系统就完全被摧毁了。你们到什么地方去守逾越节呢？
And these Christians had not been faithful to share the truth and bear the reproach of Christ.
这些希伯来的基督徒，他们没有向神忠心，他们没有愿意在那边忍受基督的凌辱。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
you know something of the testimony of Christ.
你们认识到基督的见证，耶稣的见证是什么？
And many of our dearest American friends are born again Christians, but living in the shadows.
我们有许多美国的亲爱的得救的弟兄姊妹，他们却生活在这样的一个阴影的里面。
And things are going wrong, and they don't know why.
现在事情变得这样的错误，但是他们却不明白为什么。
Now, will you keep hiding, or will you share with those you love about Christ and His purpose in their lives?
你愿不愿意？你还是愿意继续隐藏呢？还是愿意去跟这些弟兄姊妹来分享我们宝贵的耶稣基督？
That's the issue right now.
这个现在是非常受争议。
In order to run the race, we have to serve.
为着能够奔跑这个赛程，我们必须要来受苦。
You know, it's interesting, both in Hebrew and in Greek, there is a word that has a double meaning.
我们知道，无论是希腊文还是希伯来文，有一个词，它有两面的意思。
Did you know that both in Hebrew and Greek, the word servant also means son?
你知道，在希伯来和希腊文里边，仆人这个词，它另外的一个意思就是儿子。
And in this case, a servant is a son of his father. That's why he served.
在这个意义上，希伯来书这边讲到的仆人，就是因为他是儿子，所以他要服侍。
Moses was called to be a servant of God, a servant son of God.
摩西被称为神的仆人，是神做神儿子的仆人。
And he was able to do so.Because he bore the reproach of Christ.
他之所以能够这样来侍奉，是因为他愿意忍受基督的凌辱。
Are you a son if you do not bear the father's reproach?
你如果不愿意忍受父亲的这个凌辱的话，如何能够成为他的儿子呢？
Now there are great consolations when we bear the reproach of Christ.
当我们愿意来忍受基督所受的凌辱的时候，我们也有巨大的安慰。
Behold, I tell you a mystery.
现在我要告诉大家一个奥秘。
Now, when you're running the race bearing His reproach, you never grow weary.
如果你真的是愿意带着基督的凌辱来奔跑这个赛程的时候，你永远不会疲倦。
Because you're running by His resurrection life.
因为你是靠着他的复活生命的大能来奔跑。
Now, Brother Godwin and I were speaking about something the same.
孙弟兄跟我们在说到同一件事。
He's talking about running the race.
他在那边说到奔跑这个赛程。
I'm talking about run the race.
我在这边说到是跑这个赛程。
Brother Godwin is like, you know, one of those, when you have a stage coach,And you've got four horses in the front of the stagecoach.
如果好像是有一这样的一个四轮马车啊，有前面四匹马在这个马车的前面。
And our brother Godwin and our brother John are like Indiana Jones. They jumped on those horses and they say, "Go, go, go, go!"
孙弟兄还有这样，他们就好像是跳上那个马车，然后就对着那马说要走，要走。
And Daniel and I are sitting on the seat saying, whoa, 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 whoa.
那我们两位弟兄就好像坐在那个马车里边 就好像说，哦，哦，哦，哦。
Now, one of us has to be right, right? One of us must be wrong.
好像我们两个人，其中有一个是对的，或者有一个是错。
No, this is the whole counsel of God.
不是的，而是全部在一起，就是神那全备的旨意。
There's a go and there's a woe.
有一个就是快跑，有一个就是等一等。
And so I've been given the honor of speaking on the woe while he's on the horse saying, go, 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 go.
然后我有这样的一个福分，就是我在讲怎么样子能够缓下来。
Oh, but listen, when we go and we're going bearing the reproach of Christ, there's so many consolations.
当我们真的是往前奔跑的时候，如果我们愿意承受基督的凌辱，有极大的喜乐在那。
And we'll mention a few more in time, but here's the main one.
我们要提到几处，然后这是主要的几个。
Paul learned a secret about knowing the Lord.
保罗分享到关于认识基督的他的秘诀。
He had to ride two horses.
他必须要骑两匹的马。
He said in Philippians 3 that I may know him.
他说在腓立比书3章说，我愿更多认识他。
And the first horse you have to ride to know him is Anastasia, the power of his resurrection. Anastasia means resurrection in Greek.
所以他所骑的第一匹马，他要认识基督的第一匹马，就是要认识他复活的大能。
He says, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection.
我愿意在他复活大能的里面来经历，来认识他。
But joined up with that horse was the other horse.
但是与那个马要配合在一起的另外一匹马。
I want to know him. And I will come to know him through the sharing of his sufferings with me.
另外的一匹马就是我愿意认识他，我要借着与他一同受苦受死。
We don't really know Jesus very well until we understand his sufferings because we share them with him.
如果我们不愿意来与基督一同受苦，我们就没有办法真正的认识他。
The fellowship of his sufferings draws us closer to Christ. Than anything else.
为基督与基督一同受苦，能够使我们更加的亲近主，能够超过其他一切的方法。
Do you really want to know the Lord?
你愿意真的认识主吗？
Then you will know him in great, glorious moments when his resurrection power overcomes the enemy.
你能够在他复活得胜、复活荣耀得胜的那个荣耀里边，你能够认识他，能够经历到他。
And you'll know him in those moments of tremendous weakness. Where Paul said, I've discovered when I am weak, then he is strong. Because he comes right next to somebody who's weak.
就像保罗所说的那样，你也是在一个极大的软弱，在我自己毫无能力的那个境况的里面，我能够经历到神的大。
Now let's go back and look at the reproach of Christ.
我们现在回头来看基督的所受的这个凌辱。
Christ bore his reproach for our sins.
基督为着我们的罪受了那个苦难。
David spoke a wonderful messianic song of sorrow in Psalm 69.
大卫在诗篇第69篇里边特别提到基督所受的那个凌辱。
And so accurate was David's song that it's spoken of as Christ's.
他在这边非常非常准确的讲到耶稣基督所受的要受的那个苦难。
As David is crying out in Psalm 69, verse 7, he says this.
大卫在诗篇69篇第7节这边借着他的这个哀哭，他说这样说。
It is for your sake that I have borne reproach, that dishonor has covered my face. For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and humbled my soul with fasting, it became my reproach.
因我为你的缘故受了辱骂，满面羞愧；因我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧，并且辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。我哭泣以禁食刻苦我心，这倒算为我的羞辱。
Now David was saying, God, I have such a zeal for your house. I want to build you a house. I want to dwell in your house. This is my one desire, and because of that, I bear reproach. People joke with me. People make fun of me. People accuse me.
大卫在这边说，主啊，我渴慕为你建一个圣殿，我为你的圣殿心里焦急如同火烧，但是就是因为这个缘故，人们要来辱骂我，人们要来羞辱我。
And when Jesus went in and cast out the money lenders in the temple, this was the verse spoken of him.
当主耶稣在那边清理圣殿，赶出兑换银钱的人的时候，他就引用了这一句话。
Zeal for my father's house.
为着我父的殿，心里焦急。
But Jesus came to build the house of God.
耶稣来到地上，为了建立神的殿。
So as we know from the gospel, Jesus bore our sins.
所以我们从福音书里边看见耶稣背负了我们的罪。
You know, the devil had a good time with us when we were sinners.
你知道，当我们还做罪人的时候，仇敌在我们身上得到了何等大的享受。
He can reproach us for our sins. You sinner, God will never love you.
他可以这样子来辱骂我们，你们这样的罪人，神绝对不会原谅你们。
And 24/7, the accusations of Hasatan were our sense of guilt in our life, our conscience.Was feeling the pressure of this work.
一个礼拜七天二十四小时，仇敌的控告，撒旦的控告，就这样一直在我们的身上，让我们的良心也感觉的有亏。
So Jesus came into this world.
所以耶稣来到世上。
He could have conquered this world as a military hero.
他可以作为一个军事的领袖，能够来战胜这个世界的仇敌。
But instead, he set his face for Jerusalem.
但是他却面朝耶路撒冷
and bore our reproaches,
把我们的辱骂都背在他的身上
and the reproach of the Jewish leaders,
这些犹太人首领的这些辱骂
and the reproach of you and me when we yelled, crucify him, crucify him.
当我们在这边说到要钉他十字架，钉他十字架，这样的辱骂从我们身上也落在他的身上。
We were all there when Christ died, bearing our reproach for sin.
当主耶稣基督背负我们的罪，被就死在十字架上的时候，我们也都在那里羞辱。
And because of that, he took our reproaches, and we have been forgiven.
但是就是因为这样的缘故，他代替了我们一切的羞辱，赦免了我们一切的罪。
Now we're Christians.
现在我们成了基督徒。
Without that reproach of sin, because of the precious blood of Jesus.
因着耶稣基督的宝血，我们不再为这些罪而羞耻。
And for that reason, the devil hates us all the more.
但是正因为如此，魔鬼对我们就更加恨之入骨。
And he has come to steal, to kill, to destroy.
他来到地上就是要盗窃，要杀害，要毁坏。
Are we willing to bear the reproach of saying, I am here because Jesus saved me?
我们愿不愿意来承受这样的一个辱骂？我们说，因为我已经得救了。
Are we willing to go through?A life that will bear some trouble. Maybe we won't get a promotion. Maybe we'll have difficult over here.
我们愿不愿意来面对一些的苦难？我们不愿意被升职，被人称赞。
So, the thing that we learn as Christians is that the world despises Christ.
让我们能够学这样一个功课，世界恨恶。世界轻视基督。
And you know, many of your friends who are not Christians act really nice to you, but if you really told them what your heart believed, I wonder what they would think.
我们在座有很多的朋友，有很多的朋友没有信主。我好奇，如果我们跟他们讲到我们是蒙恩得救的这件事情的时候，他们会怎么想？
I can't imagine the pressure that young people feel today when there are so many.Antagonistic people against God.
我可以想象在座的年轻人，你们周围有那么多的反对神的这个人，你们所面对的压力。
But when we come back to Moses' life, we see that he was willing to bear that reproach of the world.
我们在看到摩西的生活，他是愿意来承受这样的凌辱。
And somehow he considered his life with the Jewish Israel children to be more precious than the love of the world.
他宁可和神的百姓同受那样的一个苦害，也不愿意来享受世上的最终之乐。
But now we want to see the reproach of Christ on a deeper level.
现在我们要来看一下这个基督所受的凌辱还有一层更深的意义。
When we last left Moses, he was 40 years old, and he escaped from the world of Egypt.
我们上一次看到摩西的时候，他已经40岁了，刚刚离开埃及。
And even though he ran into the desert of Midian for 40 years,
他在米甸的旷野生活了40年。
And it seemed like a complete waste of time.
感觉上好像完全的浪费。
But in fact, when the Lord leads us to the wilderness, it's never a waste of time.
但是如果神带领我们到一个旷野里头，这样的时间永远不是浪费。
As Stephen tells the prophetic story in Acts 7, we see that Moses' escape from Egypt was in the perfect timing of God.
在史提凡为摩西所做的这个预言性的见证的时候，我们看见说他的那个时刻是在神的眼里头是一个非常完美满足的时刻。
Listen to this in Acts chapter 7, verse 17.
我们看在Acts 在使徒行传第七章第十七节。
Stephen is telling how Moses' story of delivering Egypt unfolds.
所以这边司提凡给我们看见摩西在埃及生活是怎么，在埃及地的生活是怎么样子的发生的。
But again, he starts from the HPOV.
但是再一次的，他是从一个属天的视角来看这件事情。
He says, "But as the time of the promise was approaching."
他在那边说到，即使神应许亚伯拉罕的日期将到。
What time was that?
这是什么样的一个日期？
The time which God had assured to Abraham.
是神所应许向亚伯拉罕保证的那个日期。
So now God had promised Abraham a land.
所以是神为亚伯拉罕应许了一块地。
Now as that time was approaching,
当那个日期到了，
the people increased and multiplied in Egypt.
以色列民在埃及兴盛众多。
And we see God's plan, eternal plan, unfolding in four stages before us.
我们就看见神的这个永远的计划在我们的眼前被展开，它经过四个阶段。
Now, first of all, Abraham's seed needed several hundred years to grow from a family to a nation.
首先亚伯拉罕需要看见说他的后裔要经过四百年的时间要从一个人成为一个宗族。
And so the families of Israel grew like crazy, many bambinos, and so the nation grew.
所以以色列民他们就繁生众多，有很多的孩子出生。
But God had also spoken to Abraham that he was waiting for something.
但是神也告诉亚伯拉罕，他还在等待一件事情。
The Amorites were now dwelling in the land of Canaan.
这个亚摩利人，他们现在居住在迦南地上。
And God says, I must wait for their iniquities to become full so that my righteous hand can disinherit them from the land.
所以神告诉亚伯拉罕，他必须要等待亚摩利人的罪孽满盈，那么他那个审判的手才会把他们赶出去。
Genesis 15:16, God makes this promise to Abraham when he says,Then in the fourth generation, they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete.
创世纪十五章十六节说到，到了第四代，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满。
And then the third thing.
第三段。
God needed 40 years to prepare a servant's son to go down and bring the children out of Egypt.
神必须要等待四十年，让这位当作为儿子的这位仆人能够被预备好，能够下到埃及去，把他的百姓领出来。
I remember so much the way our dear brother Stephen Kong used to speak about Moses.
我记得非常的清楚，江守道弟兄当他说到摩西的时候，他是怎么说的。
And when it came to this stage, our brother would always say, "We are always looking for how can we be delivered. The Lord is always looking for who."Can I send?
我们往往说到蒙拯救的时候，我们会说，我们看看神要怎么来拯救。但是这边他，我们是要看神如何来预备这位拯救者。
God was preparing in the desert his servant's son.
所以神就在旷野里头，在那边预备他的这位做儿以儿子身份来做的那个仆人。
But God only needed one more thing.
但是神还需要更另外一件事情。
He needed.The children of Israel to cry out and say, God, help us, help us.
他也在那边等候神的百姓要在那边哀哭叹息说神啊求你帮助我们帮助我。
So we read in Exodus chapter 2 verse 23.
所以我们就在出埃及记第二章二十三节那边看见。
During those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery. They cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. And the next verse is, and now Moses was keeping the flock.
过了多年埃及王死以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求他们的哀声达于神神听见他们的哀声就纪念他与亚伯拉罕以撒雅各所立的约神看顾以色列人也知道他们的苦情接下去一句话就说到那个时候摩西在牧养群羊
It's an amazing thing that God waits for his children to cry and ask him to do what he wants to do
这是一件非常令人惊奇的事情神也在等候他的百姓能够用他们的哀声来求神说你来拯救我
But isn't it strange? Finally, after all the years of taskmaster bondage, they finally cry out, just happens to be a time when 40 years had passed in the desert from Moses.
他们受督工的辖制做奴隶经过了四十年就在这个摩西要完成他的那个功课的时候他们的哀声开始
So the writer to Hebrews can begin to now speak by faith. Moses started acting.
所以我们就看见希伯来书作者说到因着信摩西现在就要开始来为神。
Indeed, he'd been called and sensed in his heart a love for his people. But you remember 40 years ago.
确实在摩西的心中他早就已经感觉到神对他的这个呼召。40年之前。
40 years ago, Moses was handsome. Moses was strong.Moses was smart.
四十年之前，摩西在那个时候又俊美又强壮，而且他非常的有能力。
He ran the Olympics for Egypt.
他在埃及地也可以赢奥林匹克运动会。
But his race, the 100-meter race, as a minister for God, was a total failure.
然而他在那边跑这个一百米的赛跑的时候，为着神跑这个赛跑的时候，却是完全的失败。
And so, believe it or not, God, who waits for servants to be willing to follow him, said, Whoa, Mo.
所以神为着他的仆人能够来成为一个顺服的仆人的时候必须跟他说要慢下来慢下来。
I have to send you to the desert school of Christ for 40 years first.
我首先需要把你打发到旷野的学校 要花40年的时间来学习。
And so,The book of Acts tells us in verse 30, chapter 7, verse 30, that after 40 years, Moses began to run.
所以到了使徒行传七章三十节那边说过了四十年摩西这个时候才开始要奔跑。
Now, this is a great mystery.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
God would call his servant,
神呼召他的仆人,
but wait 40 years to send his servant.
但是要花四十年之久才打发他们去。
What a strange thing.
对我们来讲非常奇怪。
When I was going to my denominational college,
当我曾经在我的宗派去读那个神学院的时候
I felt the call of God to preach the gospel.
我感觉到神的呼召要去传福音。
I'd been a Christian 1 year, and I was a youth pastor out in a country church preaching the gospel. People get saved.
我只读了一年我在那个时候就作为年轻人的这个牧师然后我就开始来传福音。
But God says, no, 40 years, Congdon, into the desert.
所以神说不要这样子的 Congdon, 你要去花40年的时间到旷野里去。
Why does God make us wait?
为什么神要我们等候呢
Can you remember what happened to Isaiah?
你有没有不要忘记到以赛亚发生了什么
He saw the Lord high and lifted up.Making a call, who will go for me?
他在看见神坐在高高的宝座上，他也听见了一个呼召，谁肯为我们去
？What did Isaiah say?
以赛亚说什么
？Here am I, send me.
我在这里，请差遣我。
And God said, Amen. In 24 years.
神说，好啊，但是你要等二十四年。
Now Isaiah continued to see more and more things, but for 24 years under Jotham and Ahaz's ministry.
He had nothing to do until Hezekiah came over.
所以他就等候过了约坦和这个西啊、约哈斯的这个24年之后，到了西西家的年间，神才开始让他出来服侍。
Every Christian boy in this room, their parents are praying, "Oh Lord, make my son a Samuel." Make my son a Samuel.
Oh, Samuel.
Yeah.
我们在座的很多的父母为他们的儿子祷告说，神啊，求你使我的儿子成为一个撒母耳。
You remember how he said, "Speak, Lord, thy servant here."
记得撒母耳对神说什么吗？神，主请说，仆人尽听。
God said, "Thou, praise God. Now, I'm going to hide you in the tabernacle another 12 years."
但是神说很好，但是我要把你隐藏在这个会幕里边，另外要过12年。
I'm going to turn you from a priest into a prophet, but I'm going to hide you until it's time.
我要把你隐藏起来，使你从祭司成为一个先知。
You remember what happened with David?
你记得大卫的故事。
Samuel went glug 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 glug, poured that oil on David's head, and said, "Thou art the king, the anointed one of Israel."
所以撒母耳去把一个贵重的膏油倒在这个少年的大卫的头上，说：“我现在膏你做以色列王。
”And then God said, "David, there's a cave seminary for 15 years. I want you to go."
然后神就对大卫说，在那个旷野的山洞里边，你要在那边去学习十五年。
You remember Saul on the road to Damascus, "Lord, what would Thou have me to do?"
你记得扫罗当他在大马色的路上遇见主的时候，对主说：“主啊，你要我为你做什么？”
What the Lord say?
那主怎么说呢？
I'm going to change your name to Paul, and for 11 years I'm going to send you to the desert and then back home to pack groceries.
然后主就对他说，我要把你送到旷野里边去，然后要送到大树要花11年。
Why does God want this delay?
为什么神要在这边要好像是推迟他们的工作呢？
Surely Godwin and Indiana Jones, they're right for jumping on the horse and saying, "Go, go, go!"
然后确实像孙弟兄他们像 Indiana Jones 那样子的赶个马车使劲催促他快走快走。
Why does God send people into the desert when they say, "I'm ready to go"?
为什么当他们说到好我们现在已经预备好要走了，但是神却打发他们去旷野？
How many of you believe if Paul were allowed to minister right after his conversion, he would have lasted about 2 months before he was stoned to death?
你们有多少人愿意相信说，如果保罗马上就被神差遣出去传福音的话，他在2个月之内就会被别人用石头打死。
You know, there was nothing more dangerous than sending out somebody who feels they've been called to serve God, but they haven't been properly trained within.
这样有多危险呢？如果一个人觉得神呼召他要去做事情，但是却没有被神训练好，他们所面对的结果是什么样？
Can you imagine Moses?Serving God at 40 years old.
你可以想象一下，摩西在40岁的时候，他出来服侍神会是什么样子
？A soldier.
他是一个战士。
A confident speaker.
他是一个非常有口才的。
An architect.
他是一个建筑师。
A leader.
他是一个领袖。
God says, "Go serve my people."
神说去服侍我的百姓。
Now, what would have happened when he got into that wilderness and the people started murmuring?
如果他带着百姓进到旷野以后。百姓就开始发怨言，发怨言，发怨言。
And then suppose Moses went up on the mountain and said, "Lord, the people are murmuring."
所以摩西好像他会又回到那个山上，对神说：“神啊，这个百姓在发怨言。
”And what if God said, which He said, "Moses, I'm going to get rid of those people and I'm going to start all over again with you."
你记得吗？神曾经对他说过：“说摩西，我现在要把他们全部都灭掉，我要在你身上重新开始，从你的后裔开始。
”And what would Moses say?
摩西说什么呢
？Amen, praise.
他没有说 Amen, praise the Lord.
Oh, listen, and you see, this is one of the great problems we have in the American church today. Servants are called and sent out. They've been a Christian 1 year, 3 years.
所以今天在美国的教会，他们一个最大的问题就是，他们把神的仆人打发出去，他们不过刚刚信主1年、2年、3年。
Some of them are like crazy men going around doing all kinds of zealous things.
他们有些人出去就好像发疯一样，他们做一些非常非常奇怪的事情。
Maybe doing more harm than good.
他们也许带来了更多的伤害，而没有尽到那个功用。
You know, and doing everything by natural skills.
他们靠着他们天然的那个技巧，他们来做事情。
Son, we want you to be a preacher.
孩子，我愿意你成为一个传道人。
Because you always won in debate class at school.
因为你总是在学校里边的那个辩论课得胜。
And you can tell good jokes.
你可以讲很好的笑话。
Or you got cool tattoos.
你也可以有很好的这个 tattoo 在身上。
And you can work people up, get them emotional.
你可以让人们可以蛮有情感。
And we send them out.
然后我们就把他们差派出去。
But they're not prepared.
然而他们没有被预备。
Now I'm going to make a statement, and I believe this with all my heart.
我现在要做一个陈述，要一个宣告。
Unless the cross can do its work on a servant, he will not survive the race.
除非十字架在一个仆人身上做他所应当做的工，他出去工作的时候绝对不会生存下去。
In his service, which he does with full intent of pleasing God.
虽然他在那边满心的愿意来侍奉神。
He builds the church by making the decisions.
他自己来做决定，来建立教会。
By pushing people.
在那边催促。
Getting angry with people.
他在那边向人发怒。
Frustrated with people. Condemning people.
他甚至在那边定别人的罪。
I'm telling you, there's a lot of pastors who are awfully angry today.
这是为什么很多的牧师今天他们非常的愤怒。
They built things by their own strength, and things are falling apart because of it.
他们用自己的力量来建立教会，但是呢，这样的教会呢，很快就失败。
Now, how could Moses serve at 40 years old?
那么摩西40岁的时候要服侍，他是怎么服侍呢？
Number one.
第一
he'd never heard God.
他那个时候从来没有听见神的话，神说话。
Number two.
第二
he'd never seen God.
他还从来没有见过神。
Number three.
第三
he had no idea the ways God does things.
他从来不知道神做事的方法和法则。
Because number four.
第四
he's too full of himself.
他充满了他的自己。
Now how many of you are full of yourself?
今天有多少人充满自己呢？
Now nobody's raising their hand because you're all liars.
没有人举手，因为你们都是说谎。
We all start out full of ourselves.
我们每一个人开始的时候都是充满了自己。
Because your mama told you, you can do anything you want.
因为你们的母亲告诉你们说，你们可以做任何你们想做的事。
Oh, your mama's such a liar.
但是你的妈妈也没有说实话。
Do you believe you can do anything?
但是你还是相信。
So full of yourself.
所以我们充满了自我。
Oh, listen. That's why we need the old John the Baptist desert school.Of I must decrease, he must increase.
这是为什么我们需要施洗约翰在旷野里边所教导的功课，就是他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Egyptian wisdom and being mighty in words and deeds are not the tools for serving in the kingdom of God.
以埃及的那个智慧，说话行事都有才能，没有办法来侍奉神。
Here is the reproach of Christ on another level.
这个就是基督的凌辱的更深的那个意义。
Now we must esteem the reproach of the cross in our own lives.
现在我们必须要来珍惜十字架的苦难，十字架的羞辱，在我们生命里边所做的那个，在我们里面所做的那个功。
Now Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Every time we act out of our own sinful flesh.It's a reproach to the cross.
每一次当我们凭着己意在那边服侍的时候，我们就是在十字架上羞辱耶稣。
For anybody serious about running with God, our self-life, the Lord will not allow to run the race.
每一位真正想来奔跑这个天路的人，我们的主不会允许我们的自己用自己的力量来做这个赛。
Until we understand the legitimacy.Of the cross's reproach on our self-life, we'll never become his servants.
除非我们能够认识到十字架在我们身上所做的那个工作是这样子的合理，是这样子的应当的时候，我们永远不会成为神的仆人。
And so for 40 years, the cross and the reproach of the cross transformed Moses' life.
40年之久。十字架以及十字架的苦难在摩西的身上做了他的工作。
Oh, what a day when a servant realizes there is nothing good in me that is in my flesh.
有一天当我们真的能够意识到说在我的肉体之中毫无良善，那是一个何等美好的日子。
I can't imagine what a takedown that was for the Apostle Paul, who was such a gifted man.
我实在难以想象 保罗是这样子的一个大有恩赐的人，当他自己被完全带变成无有的时候，是如何发生的？
But as you see in the Bible, the wilderness is a life of the cross.
但是在圣经里边给我们看见，荒漠旷野就是那个旷野的生活，就是十字架的那个工作。
It's the undoing of our natural strength.
是为了把我们天然的能力把它完全的除掉。
It's the pouring out of our pride.
把我们自己那个骄傲能够完全的撒去。
Of our anger.
我们的愤怒。
Of our desire to control things.
我们愿意去控制这些事物。
Our humiliation.
我们的羞辱，我们的谦卑。
Can you imagine the best years of Moses' life? I don't know, 40 to 80, that sounds like the best years of life.
你可以想象一下，摩西从40岁到80岁是他一生中最美好的时光。
What a waste.
好像都浪费了。
Waiting.
等候。
Decreasing.
变得微小。
Praying.
祷告。
Dying.
向自己死。
Losing strength.
失去了他的力气。
Forgetting how to speak except to sheep.
他已经忘掉了人和怎么样子跟人说话了，除非跟羊说话。
Stripping of his soldier's ability.
把他的那个军事的那些才能全部都消失掉。
Reduced to the most despised job of an Egyptian being a shepherd.
他的那个时候成为埃及人眼中最瞧不起的那个工作，就是做一个牧羊。
And even getting bit by sheep.
甚至被他的羊来欺负。
What a humiliating life.
这是一个何等降卑的生活。
But any serious servant of God has to go through a time of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
然而神的真心要追求神的仆人们都是要经历这样子十字架的对付。
But it's right at this point that you find that real called servants of God resist the cross the most. They resist the cross the most.
Yeah. 很多的神的仆人虽然被呼召，然而他们却这样子的来抵挡十字架。
A servant cannot endure in the race by their own strength.
我们知道一个仆人靠自己天然的力量，他没有办法忍耐的奔跑这个赛道。
There must be an exchange of life where Christ becomes the strength.
必须要有一个生命的交换，让基督的生命能够来成为我们的生命。
And so today in our among the wonderful saints we have living around the world,
今天在世界上活着的我们亲爱的众圣徒的中间，
so many of God's servants are causing the reproach of the church because they stumble running in their own strength.
有多少神的仆人因着他们依靠自己的力量在那边服侍，他们其实给基督，他们在那边在教会里边给基督带来了何等大的羞辱。
I forget what our brother Godwin said last night, but who can resist the force of temptation upon us without the cross of Christ?
昨天晚上孙弟兄也提到，我们没有人，如果没有十字架的这个对付的话，我们没有一个人可以在任何的试探面前站立得住。
Now who has found the cross not difficult?
谁在十字架上呢？这个问题不难回答。
We have an instinct for self-survival that hates the cross's work.
但是我们自己有一个天然的那个本性，要生存的本能，使我们能够回避十字架。
But the cross is very difficult.
十字架是确实的很难。
And in those times when the Lord has us in a desert,
在当神带领我们到旷野的那段时间，
and we're repenting,
我们在那边悔改。
You remember that's where people came to repent and enter the kingdom of God in the desert where John was preaching.
当使徒约翰在传道的时候，人们到旷野里面去向他认，在那边悔改认罪。
And in the times where we're dying to our self-life and strength.
当来到这个时刻，我们需要向自己的力量、向自己的生命死的时候。
We also learn the rest of the story.
我们也学到我们这个故事的另外一面，或者是剩下的部分。
Well, now there was a guy who used to speak on the radio. Now, how many of you even listen to the radio?
我认识一位弟兄，他用这个收音机，他在广播来传道。
There are 100 young people here saying radio, radio.
在座的很多的年轻人大概都不知道收音机是什么东西。
And there was a guy who spoke on the American culture called Paul Harvey, who always shared some wisdom about America.
所以这个人是他在广播上广播，他讲到美国这个人的叫做 Paul Harvey 的这个人讲到他的智慧。
He'd share a story, and then they'd break for an advertisement.
他讲了一个故事以后，然后就插播一段广告。
Then he would say, "Now for the rest of the story."
然后他就接着说，剩下的故事是。
When you bear the cross, the rest of the story is you will know the resurrection life and power of Christ.
故事的另外一面，下半段就是，如果你真的来接受、忍受十字架的苦难的时候，你就可以知道什么叫做复活生命的荣耀和大能。
Whatever time of testing you may be going through, it's not a waste.
无论你现在在经历什么样的困难，什么样的试炼，但是这个时间绝对不是浪费。
The Lord has to separate us from our own self-life and our own stubborn way.
神必须要把我们跟我们自己的那个己生命和我们那个顽固把它分开。
And he does it because he is uniting us to himself.
他这样做的原因是因为他要把我们跟他自己联合在一起。
There's no one who is closer to God than someone who is bearing the cross.
没有任何人他们跟神关系可以近，除非他是一位背十字架的。
Some of the great psalms that David wrote were written in the desert in the cross.
大卫所做的非常美好的诗篇，绝大多数都是他在旷野的时候所做的。
Now how did God bring him through?
神是如何带领他经过呢？
Now it says Moses at 80 years was tending sheep on the backside of the desert.
摩西现在已经八十岁了，他在山的后面牧养群羊。
At 80 years, how many people think that's the time for a resurrection?
他已经八十岁了，有多少人认为这是一个复活的时间？
Only Brother Godwin and I, because we're both 80, and he's 81.
只有我跟孙弟兄，我们都已经过了八十。
Lord, resurrection, please.
我们回答主啊，求你让我们复活。
But what happened?
这边发生了什么？
So we pick up the story in Acts chapter 7, verse 30.
我们再回到《使徒行传》第七章第四十节。
Now when 40 years had passed,
过了四十年，
an angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai in the flame of fire in a bush.
在西乃的旷野，有一位天使从荆棘火焰中向摩西显现。
When Moses saw it, he was amazed at the sight.As he drew near to look, there came a voice of Jehovah, Moshe, Moshe.
摩西见了那异象，便觉稀奇。正近前观看的时候，有主的声音在那边说：“摩西，摩西。”
When he heard the voice of the Lord, he said, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob." And Moses trembled and did not dare to look, for God was in the bush.
神对他说，我是你列祖的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西战战兢兢，不敢观看。
Then the Lord said to him, take off the sandals from your feet. The place you're standing on is holy ground.
神对他主对他说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
That's what you get for being curious.
这个就是你非常有好奇心所得到的结果。
Now there was that bush and it was flaming and Moses looked at the sheep. He looked back, it was still flaming. He looked at it, it's still flaming. He says, I got to check this out.
所以他在那边牧羊，看见那边有一个荆棘在着火，他又看还在着火，所以他说我要去看一看到底怎么回事。
Now, so Moses drew near and then he heard Moshe, Moshe.
当他靠近的时候，突然听见那里边有声音对他说，摩西，摩西。
Brothers and sisters, 80 years old, he'd never heard the voice of God.
弟兄姊妹，到了八十岁，他以前从来没有听过神说话。
You can tell the voice of God has echo, like Moses, 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 Moses. Voice of God.
他在那个时候，因着这个声音很特别，他能够辨认出说这是神说话。
He was afraid to look at the bush.
所以他就不敢来看这个荆棘。
And then the Lord said, take your shoes off, you're standing on holy ground.
然后神对他说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
80 years old, never been on holy ground.
他八十岁了，从来没有站在圣地。
First time, he sanctified.
他被成圣。
He was standing on holy ground.
他 第一次站在了圣地。
Oh, a servant of the Lord needs to stand on holy ground.
所以神的仆人，我们都应该站在圣地。
I've been crucified with Christ.
因为我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Then Jehovah showed his ID.
然后耶和华就把他的这个名片拿出，名牌拿，名片，名片，名牌卡拿出来。
I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov.
然后他就用希伯来语说的这一段，就是我是你列祖的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Where's the echo?
That's the echo.
When his mommy talked about their God, this is what she said. You have a God, the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now this God is speaking to him for the first time.
当他还是婴孩的时候，他的母亲就对他说，你有一位神，他就是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。现在八十岁以后，第一次听见他这样的一个宣告。
This is my God.
这是我的神。
I was born from this God.
我是这位神所生的。
This oh, must have been so exciting.
这是何等令人兴奋的
事。But wait, Jehovah revealed the work he was about to do. God's eternal work.
但是神要马上向他启示神所要做的那个永恒的工作。
So he begins in Exodus 3 verse 7. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt.
所以出埃及记三章七节这边耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我实在看见。
Now Moses had no idea what God had been up to for the 40 years that he'd been out of Egypt.
摩西在那个时候已经离开埃及有40年之久，他其实根本就不知道那边发生的事情。
But Yahweh, Jehovah, had been looking at the affliction. Of his children.
但是神耶和华却在那边一直关注他的百姓所受的苦难。
Then he says, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmaster.
他说我因他们受督工的阶辖制所发的哀声我都听见了。
I'm a living God.
我是一位活的神。
I've heard their cry.
我听见了他们的哀声。
I know their sufferings.
我知道他们所受的困苦。
He knows all about them, what they're going through.
他知道他们所经历的一切。
And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians.
我下来就是要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
And then five, and bring them into a land, a broad land, a good land, flowing with milk and honey, the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, Parasites, all of those guys.
就要领他们出那地，到了一个美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。就是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人，也不是人之地。
Now you know when you're 40 years old,
你知道
you got relatives, you don't care much about them, you're too busy working.
当你40岁的时候，你有很多的亲戚，但是呢，你并不在乎他们，因为你太忙了。
But at 80 years old, Moses is very concerned about his family.
但是到了80岁，摩西开始关心他的家人。
We all are.
我们都是这样。
I see a brother I haven't seen for some years, and I come, I say, how's your family? How's your sons? He said,
我见了一位很久没见的圣徒，我就会说你的家人怎么样？
To hear that this was God's plan for the children of Israel to finally come to this promised land, I'm sure Moses was just about to worship when God lowered the boom.
当在这边神向他启示神对以色列家族的这个计划的时候，他心里边是何等的感恩，他要敬拜他。
All of this good news.Flashed before Moses as God made one more statement.
所有这一切的美好的这个计划都在他的身上，直到神要说下一句话。
It's one of those callings of God that brings one to the end of themselves.
是这样的一个呼召，能够把一个人带到他的尽头。
He said, I have decided to go down, bring the children out, bring them into the land.
我已经决定了，我要下到埃及地去，要把他们领出那地，然后到那个美好流奶与蜜之地。
And I imagine that the voice of Jehovah changed slightly as he said, "Now come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people out of the land of Egypt."
我相信神的语气大概有点转换，最后他说，因此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓从埃及以色列人从埃及地领出来。
And Moses said, "Wait, wait, 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 wait." I thought you said you were going to bring them out. No, wait a minute. Wait. What's this about me?
我相信摩西在那边说，等等，我不是，我听说是你要去带他们出来吗？怎么会临到我呢？
Now you know that he's been chosen because there's no way out.
我们知道他一定是被神所拣选的，因为没有退路。
But I can often tell one of God's chosen servants because they often have a lot of dialogues with God.
我也能够看见很多蒙神拣选的仆人，因为他们在那边跟神有很多的对话。
So here's what says.
所以这就是他们的对话。
Moses said, "Who am I?"
摩西说，我是谁呀？我是什么人呢？
What God say?
神说什么呢？
I will be with you.
我要与你同在。
Who shall I say sent me?
然后我会告诉他们，谁打发了我来呢？
Yahweh, I am that I am sent you.
是。我是自有拥有的，对他们说，那自有拥有的打发我来。
What if the Hebrews don't believe me when I say I am that I am sent me?
如果他们不信我，那怎么办呢？
What do you got in your hand, Moses?
摩西，你手里面拿的是什么？
Staff.
哦，是一根杖。
Throw it down.
丢在地上。
Becomes a snake.
它就成为蛇。
Moses goes,
摩西吓坏了。
God says, pick it up.
神说。把它拿起来。
Moses goes, oh, yeah.
摩西非常的惊奇，他又回到。
Moses picks it back up.
把它重新拿起来。
Then he says, oh, Lord, in Exodus 4:10, oh, Lord, I am slow of tongue to speak.
出埃及记四章十节，他说，神啊，我素来不是能言的人。
I made your tongue.
神说，我是赐你口才。
And I'll tell you what to speak.
我要指教你所当说的话。
Please, he says, send somebody else. No, not me. This works too big. 2 million people. What are you talking about?
神啊，这个工作太大了，200万人呢，不行，你愿意打发谁就打发谁吧。
Please send someone else.
去打发别人去吧。
Just so happens, it says, here comes Aaron.
就在那个时刻，他的哥哥亚伦。
Now, this is amazing to me, how Aaron woke up 3 days ago,down in Egypt, his alarm went off, and God says, get into the desert. I'll tell you later where you're going.
大概三天以前半夜他突然的闹表响了，亚伦就被惊醒说，神说我让你去旷野。
And here comes Aaron out of the wilderness carrying one of those aluminum bottles that everybody's using today.
亚伦就好像带着我们今天很多人带的那个水瓶子，然后就来到了旷野。
So God says, okay, I'll let him speak.
神说我会让他来替你说话。
Now who won the debate?
谁愿意在这边跟神辩论呢？
Now this is what it means to be chosen.
这个就是意味着我们是被拣选。
Now all of us are called to be servants.
所有我们被呼召做神仆人的人。
But who will obey?
但是谁愿意顺服他？
When we talk about heavenly vision, this is exactly what's going on here.
当我们说到属天的意象的时候，这个地方所发生的事情跟我们看见。
There's three elements in a heavenly vision. If they're not together, it isn't a heavenly vision. It may be a vision.
关于这个属天的意象，大概有这三个方面。如果没有这三个方面，大概它不是。
But a life-changing vision has three elements.
任何改变我们生命的那个属天的意象，都有这三个元素。
You see, hear, whatever God.
你能够看见、听见神。
You see His big plan.
而且你看见了他那个伟大的计划。
And you see that He has stuck you into that plan.
然后他就看见他把你放在那个计划的当中。
A heavenly vision is just seeing, is not just seeing God.
这个属天的意象不是说你只看见了神。
He says, look what I'm going to do. It's done.
他说看啊，看见我要做的事吗？这个已经做成了。
And you see some finished work he is doing.
然后你看见了那些他已经做成的事情，而且他正在做。
Then he says, okay, now you, I want you involved.
然后他就说现在我要你也被坐在其中。
This is what it means to be chosen. There's no way out.
这个就是意味着你被呼召了，你被拣选了，没有其他的退路。
Right? This is the way God does things.
这是神做事的那个方式。
You can't argue with him, but go ahead.
你没有办法跟神辩论的，但是你愿意的话还可以跟他。
It's a good exercise. You learn a lot from God if you argue with him.
如果你跟神来辩论的话呢，你还可以从中学到很多东西。
And Moses.On sanctified, holy, resurrected ground, began to run the race.
所以现在摩西站在这个复活生命这个成圣的那个地位上头，他就来开始他的奔跑。
bearing the reproach of the cross.
他这边忍受基督所受的凌辱。
Now empowered on resurrection ground and with the spiritual authority and the word of God to do what God asks.
他站在这位复活生命、复活生命的这个地位上头，靠着复活生命的大能，靠着神宝贵的话语，开始来为主做见证。
Now, while Moses was in dialogue with God, he didn't really understand that vision of the burning bush.
当他在跟神对话的时候，他并不真正明白那个荆棘火焰的那个意象的意思。
But after a while, he understood.
但是一段时间以后，他明白了。
Wait. That bush, that old bush, that ugly bush, that useless bush, that's me.
等等等等，哦，原来那个丑陋的。那个苍老的那个没有任何用处的那个荆棘是我自己。
I've been set out in the desert. I am crucified with Christ. There's nothing left there.
我被打发到旷野里边去，我在那边与主同钉十字架，对我自己来讲我什么都没有留下。
Who wants an 80-year-old bush? Who?
谁愿意在这边使用一个八十年老的这个荆棘？
Only my dear wife can put up with an 80-year-old bush.
只有我亲爱的妻子，她能够忍受我这位八十岁的荆棘。
Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Wait. This old bush, it isn't burning up. But there's a fire coming out. There's a new light there. But the bush isn't burning up. That's me. I won't burn up. It's God's life.
然而不再是我，而是基督在我里边活着。这个八十岁的荆棘虽然在燃烧，但是却没有被烧毁。是基督那复活的生命从我里面活出来。
And finally, if that weren't enough, God says, and I will speak through the bush.
然后最后神说，我要从那个荆棘火焰里边，从那个里边来说话。
You know what I love about servants of God who've served for a long time?
你知道我很爱那些服侍主常年服侍主的仆人。
Now, unfortunately, some become proud and think they're really something.
但是很不幸的是，他们中有些人变得很骄傲了，觉得自己成为某样的人物。
But the best servants of God I know can laugh at themselves.
但是最好的那些神的仆人都是可以嘲笑他们自己的人。
They're just an old bush.
他们不过是那个老的荆棘。
It's been my privilege over many years to travel with Brother Stephen Kang and to see him laugh at himself.
很多年以来，我有这样的荣幸陪伴神的老仆人江守道弟兄传道。他是一位可以嘲笑自己的人。
You know what God says in the next chapter? He says this in Exodus 7:1. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh."
记得在出埃及记第七章第一节那边，神对耶和华对摩西说：“我使你在法老面前代替神。”
Moses knew he was a bush.
摩西觉得自己不过是那个荆棘。
But Pharaoh will be afraid of him as if he's God.
但是法老却惧怕他，觉得他是一位神。
Oh, it's amazing what God can do through this resurrection life.
借着这样子复活生命的大能，神能够在我们身上做何等奇妙的工作。
You know, Jesus was such a powerful servant of God as he bore the reproach of the cross.
你知道耶稣在地上忍受基督的那个苦难，他却做了何等伟大的那个见证。
And here's the secret of his running his race.
哦，说到是保罗，那么这边就是他得胜的。
He said
那个秘诀。
I do nothing out of myself.
哦，这是基督说的。他说我凭自己不做任何事。
If the Father speak, I speak. If the Father judges, I judge. If the Father does His work, I do the work.
如果父说什么我就说什么，父怎么审判我就怎么审判。
He knew, Jesus knew as a human being we're just bushes, but the indwelling of God with resurrection life made him a servant of his Father.
耶稣知道在肉身里边我们的肉身不过是那个荆棘，但是我们在里面是活着是神，他的这个复活的生命能够有这个无穷的力量。
Well, there's so much more to say, and I see I've run out of time.
我还有很多的话要说，但是我已经没有时间了。
Do you bear the reproach of Christ's cross?
你有没有在这边承担基督的羞辱，把十字架羞辱接受下来？
Is the cross Xing you out that His life may be seen in you?
十字架有没有在这边倒空你自己的生命，好让他的复活生命能够来充满？
Now, you know, Paul made this statement, and we all know it was true.
我们知道保罗曾经有这样的一个宣告，我们都知道这样的宣告是真理。
He'd gotten down to one last boast. We all boast about something, right?
我们经常为自己夸口，对不对？但是这边保罗到了最后的，他有一个，他可以有一个夸口。
But God forbid that I should boast, save in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
He has crucified the world to me.
他已经把世界钉在，为了我把世界钉在那十字架上。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢？
The world comes with this little fish hooks and saying, come on, come on, bite, bite, bite. He didn't bite anyone.
世界来用那个鱼钩来勾我们，任何的事物都是要把我们勾住，但是呢，我们不再上钩了。
You can't trick me with your temptation. I know there's a hook in there that brings death.
你不可能用那个试探来把我勾住，因为我们知道那边有一个死亡的钩要把我们勾住。
Oh, that took a lot of dealing in Paul's life over those 11 years.
在那十一年的时间里边，保罗的生命受到了很多的雕琢。
But meanwhile, he'd been crucified to the world.
其中之一就是他与这个世界已经被钉在十字架上。
15 years ago, people said Saul.Of Tarsus, the great Pharisee. Now people say, Paul who?
15年前人们会说，哇，扫罗他是法利赛人中的法利赛人。15年之后，保罗你是什么人？
Because Paul was now erased from the world. He was no longer in the record books at the marathon or the Olympics.
因为现在保罗已经从这个世界的记录里面被抹去了，他已经不再有任何的荣耀。
Now, one last thing I want to say.
最后一件事情。
I know many of you are going through the work of the cross in your life.
我知道在座有很多今天在你十字架的对付的生活经历的里头。
The world is trying to draw you back into its ways.
世界试图把你引诱回到那个世界的方式里面。
Perhaps you're having difficulties because of your faith, with your jobs, or with school, or with friendships.
也许因着你的信仰的缘故，你在你的工作、学业。和你的家庭里边受到了一些的难处。
You know, I've lived here all my life, and I've never seen a time when it's been so difficult for a real Christian to advance in a job without compromising his life.
我在我的生命这么长的经历里边，我觉得最困难的一件事情就是一个基督徒在他们的这个工作里边要想上升的话，他必须要做很多的妥协。
But whatever desert you're going through.There's resurrection life on the other side.
但是无论我们在旷野里边要经历什么样子十字架的对付，我们在另外的一面都要看见有一个复活生命的那个前景。
Now, you won't have to go through 40 years. God uses extreme examples when he brings up Moses.
神在这边用了一个很极端的例子给我们看见，但是我们不必要等40年。
But the Lord will deal with your self-life.Your flesh, your strong opinions.
但是神确实要来对付我们的己生命，我们的很强的那个看见，很强的那个意见。
And you'll find out on the other side why that was necessary.
当了你来到另外一面的时候，在复活生命的里面，你就能看见为什么这样的对付是必须的。
Because when God makes you His servant, running the race.
因为当神使你成为他的仆人，来奔跑这个赛程的时候
，then God begins taking back.Those things which the world had stolen away.
然后神就开始在那边得着那些原本属于他，却是被这个世界所偷窃去、盗窃去。
There's a great purpose in the Lord's dealing in your life.
在你的生命里边，如果正受对付的话，神有一个伟大的目的。
Who is the devil?
谁是魔鬼呢？
He steals.
他是那位偷窃者。
Who is God's servants?
谁是神的仆人呢？
He snatches it back.
他就把他们把我们从他的手中夺回来。
We're here to snatch people back.
我们在这边也是要把所有属于神的把他们夺回来。
We're here to snatch back things that were lost years that the locusts have eaten.
我们把很多那些被蝗虫蚂蚱所吞吃的东西把它夺回来。
We're here to snatch back the glory of the testimony of Jesus in His church.
我们在这边把神在教会里边为基督做见证的那个荣耀把它恢复。
We're here to snatch back.The victory of Christ in the lives of Christians.
我们在这边把基督徒生命里边基督得胜的那个见证生命把它恢复。
When somebody bears the reproach of the cross,
当有人愿意在这边承受十字架的那个苦难和羞辱，
they're restrained under a vision.
他们受这个意象的限制。
And they're empowered to do a work among friends and associates and family.
然后他们就能够得到这样一个力量，在他们的同事，在他们的朋友，在他们的亲人面前做这个见证。
This is a time in America of desolation.
现在美国在一个荒凉的时代。
You want to hear somebody laugh, you just say, yeah, you know, I go to church 4 times a week.
你 听见有人会嘲笑你说，哦，我一个礼拜要去教会四次。
I remember I live in an apartment in New York, and there were some friends that we had upstairs. And one day I was talking to this lady, and she found out I was a Christian. She says, you mean you talk to God and he talks to you? I said, well, yeah, that's true. She laughed in my face.
我知道在我纽约那边公寓里边，我遇见一位女士，当我跟她说我是个基督徒，她就说，哦，你跟神说话，神也对你说回，神也告诉你，我说是。然后她就开始嘲笑我。
I can't talk to you.
我没办法跟你说话。
It's such a foolish thing. What kind of idiot are you?
他说你实在是一个愚蠢的人，是一个白痴，我不跟你说话。
Yeah. Of course, she and her boyfriend soon broke up and went their separate ways.
当然很快的，她跟她的男友就分手了，然后他们自己各走几路。
But she's proud that she doesn't hear the voice of God.
她觉得她没有听见过神说话，这件事情让她很骄傲。
Well, may the Lord snatch her back.
愿主能够把她夺回来。
Are you a stealer from the stealer?
Stealer?
A stealer from the stealer.
你是这是一位去盗窃那位盗窃者把东西把宝贝夺回来的人呢？
I'm giving him a tough time today, huh? Oh, praise God.
感谢神。
His resurrection power overcomes.
他的复活生命的大能能够使我们得胜。
This is the victory that overcomes the world. That dwelling in you that snatches for the kingdom of God.
这就是那能够胜过这个世界的住在我们里边的那位得胜者，他能够把仇敌所夺去的再夺回来。
When Job saw the Lord, he understood what happened.
当约伯看见了神以后，他呢才明白说过去为什么发生这些事。
God allowed things to be taken away from him.
神允许有些事情从他身上被夺走。
That he might receive back from the Lord double the riches he ever had before.
使他有一天能够从神那边得到双倍的祝福。
But no longer held as his, but as the Lord's stewardship.
从那个时候开始，他所拥有的不再属于他自己，而是他做神的管家。
Now, I hope the Lord makes you rich if you've been through the cross.
如果你经历过十字架的对付，我盼望神能够使你富足。
Because all that you have is no longer your own.
因为所有你所拥有的都不再属于你。
You're making friends of worldly mammon for the sake of the kingdom of God.
你就开始跟那些在世界上借着马门与他们交朋友，为着神的国度把他们赢回来。
But if you haven't borne the cross and you're not running the race,
但是如果你还没有来接受十字架，你还没有来奔跑这个赛程。
As you are God's child, you're going to have great misery with your riches.
如果你是一位神的儿女的话，那么你越富有，你就越悲惨。
Better you just go one, through one good bankruptcy and start all over.
最好就是你经历过一次的破产，然后你能够重新开始。
Let God give back to you as a steward.
然后当神把东西再还给你的时候，你成为他的管家。
That which the Lord, which the enemy had enslaved you by in the past.
那些财物过去就是仇敌用来奴役、辖制你的。
Lord, we're so thankful.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Your desire is only to set us free as your servant's son.
你的愿望，你的盼望，就是使我们能够成为你的儿子被释放，能够做成你的仆人。
The Lord, when the cross bears its weight upon our lives, it's so difficult.
当十字架的重担在我们身上的时候，我们觉得是何等的艰难。
We're so full of self, self, self.
因为我们这样子充满我们的己生命，我们的自己。
But when we bear the cross, we become full of Christ, Christ.
然而当我们愿意来接受十字架的苦难的时候，我们就能够充满基督基督基督。
What a destiny for us.
对我们来讲是一个何等荣耀的终点。
Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切也成了我们的一切。
Thank you, Lord, for this destiny you've given us by way of the cross.
感谢主借着十字架赐给我们这样一个荣耀的终点。
Bless all those who hear.And understand this word.
祝福所有听见并且明白这些话语的弟兄姊妹。
In Jesus' name.
靠着主耶稣基督的名，阿门。